Hey, howdy everybody. Brian Loving with News and Views with Attitude. But before I get into all the attitude stuff, let me kind of share a little humor with you. And then we get to the depressing stuff. There was a man, he was driving home from work and his wife phoned him on his cell and said, "Hey, would you stop and see my mother? She's not well." So he did. And a couple hours later, she phoned him again and said, "Where are you, dear?" And he said, "I'm on my way home. You saw my mom?" "Yeah, how is she?" "Fabulous." "Doctor said that she's great. She's healthy, she's made a full recovery, she'll be released in a couple of days, and she's going to come and live with us forever." Long pause on the phone, and the wife said, "How's that possible? Yesterday she was on her deathbed, and the doctor said she only had 2 or 3 days to live." He says, "Well," he says, "I don't know how she was yesterday, but today when I arrived at the hospital, the doctor told me that I should prepare for the worst." That's sick. I'm very sick, but hey, you got it? Donald Trump, he said this the other day. He makes me laugh also, you know, I gotta say. He says, "At my last State of the Union address, I said that the United States of America will never be a socialist country. I was right. They skipped past that and they went right to communism." Oh my, everything is just coming together. Hey, now you got Rep Eli Crane. He has revealed, he says, the Trump shooter's home. They went to the home and the FBI, I guess, and all of the law enforcement types, and they found that the place was scrubbed, reportedly, like clean, like a medical lab. There is no silverware, there's no trash, no fingerprints anywhere. Is that right? Can that even happen, is what he says, and he's an elected guy, so who knows. Now you have police in Washington, D.C. that just the other day arrested a woman from Texas. She made threats against former President Trump, and she had a firearm with her, and they took it really serious, and a lot of the press now is making it sound like everyone's out to get Trump. Okay, let me just kind of give you some information here. Well, firstly, women officials, elected officials, are targeted 3 to 4 times more than men. And threats of death and gun violence are very common, more common than you would think. And police have investigated more than 8,000 threats against Congress people just last year. That's an increase of about 500 cases from the previous year. The number of threats against lawmakers typically surge in election year. Some more valuable information for you. And George Bush received 3,000 threats a year. Obama received upwards to 12,000 a year. And generally, there's about 3,000 death threats a year to sitting and former presidents. So when the press says there's an attempted assassination and the other day somebody else tried to kill, hey, come on. Put it in perspective. I think that's important. It's not about Trump. I mean, for whatever reason, there's wackos out there that are doing this kind of stuff all of the time. But the people who have actually shot a president, were they on a list? No, they weren't. I mean, was this guy in a list with regards to Trump? I don't think so. I mean, so many people give threats, utter threats. Some people just do it, get the job done, and they're a perverted job. So I'm just sharing with you. Now, you know, Trump has been accused of tampering with the election results and doing so many bad things. I want to put this in perspective as well. So Americans went and voted for Biden overwhelmingly. So he became the presumptive nominee for his party. And then the insiders of the party said, he can't win. He can't win. So we need to get rid of him and replace him. So all of these people who voted for him and all the people who funded him, democracy? Not so much. So, wow, they brought in another person because they said, we don't think this person can win, so we're going to put in another person. Hold it. If that person, Biden, is not of sane mind, you've left him in charge of the buttons for the next 6 months, so he can still be president, but he can't run. And our little group has made that decision. You think that's the word hypocrite come to mind? I don't even think that's legal. Is it legal? Someone should contest that. And where's all the fake news talking about facts? Because this is a fact. It's not right. It's totally, totally wrong. I mean, that's tampering with election results in the worst possible way. And now you have this guy, Biden, who's still president for 6 months. He's now been called in with his by his national security team into the Situation Room, you know, several times over the course of the last several days because of this business with Iran and Ukraine and all of these wars. And Vice President Harris has also been called to these meetings. I'm thinking, but he's not of sane mind, right? Oh, no, he's fine. Well, then why did he get bumped when everybody wanted him to stay? Everybody. I mean, the Americans that voted for him, I think it was over 80%. This is terribly, terribly wrong. Can you imagine if the Republicans had done that? You know, oh, we don't think Trump can win, so we're going to move him out and bring someone else in? What do you think would happen? What would the press do and talk about? Hey, y'all come back. See ya.